Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I'm excited about having Archie C. and Cuddy back on the show because Archie is a good friend of ours. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy that you've heard me mention his name and the work that he does, and even when he's not here, because I think the stuff that he talks about is so important to the 21st century marketplace. He's the author of Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. He's our good friend. Archie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back, Archie, as always. And as I said, my audience knows that I'm always quoting you or saying something about your book and recommending that folks check out what you have to say, because I do believe that the way to success in the 21st century, and especially in small businesses, because we can do this easier than anybody can.
Yes,
it's something
right.
You call transparency. And I want you to tell us what you mean by transparency.
Well, transparency means what you do in your business, and particularly as a leader in your business, is visible. It's like people can see it through a clean pane of glass. Now, if you can be transparent, it doesn't mean you have your books on the website or anything like that, but it does mean that people in your organization, in your company, like to step into a spotlight where it's visible to be accountable, and that is rewarded in your organization. Just the spirit of wanting to be in the spotlight, to be accountable, to get things done, and to earn people's trust. Well, that's really what transparency is. And when it starts with the leadership of the organization, then that tends to run all the way through with a little bit of help. Run all the way through and then transmits out to your customer. So your customer can see your product, can see your service, and can see that accountability shining through, because they're the ones that are the beneficiaries or the victims of whether your company keeps its word and is accountable or not. Transparency is the absence of this us and them toxicity, this absence of too much secrecy. It's really the presence of being honest and straightforward, as we say, closing every interaction. What begins to earn trust.
You know, you used the word spotlight.
Yes.
And it made me think of sunlight.
Yes.
You know, people say sunlight is a great disinfectant.
Yes.
And you know, casting a light on what you do, which is the essence of transparency.
Yes.
You know, getting things out in the open, getting them out there where everybody can use them. That kind of a company can become germ laden, can it? You use the word toxicity. A company can accumulate a level of operational toxins that really is the result of not having any sunlight cast on
that's right.
on the way the management operates.
Well, that's right. And leadership, if you're in a small business, you have such an opportunity to affect this transparency. Leadership takes wisdom. There's a certain wisdom that's required of the leader. And I say that wisdom is very simple. It has two parts. It has to recognize that there is positive passion in almost all employees, that the people really do want to help if you give them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. And number two, know how to capitalize on that. And that's the wisdom of leadership that leads to transparency, that leads to a reputation. Remembering 80% of your business is likely to come from a network that already knows you or knows somebody who knows you. If you can build on that kind of transparency, that kind of reputation, goes an awful long way in a small business.
Is leadership different in the 21st century than it was in the last century, Archie?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I noticed an article that you were writing on your management focus, and you used a term, a little phrase I thought was very, very smart, where you're saying leaders, not drivers. It used to be that we felt that we had to either force or legislate performance from other people, that the leader, his job or her job, was to be on top
dominance.
And to legislate this performance. That's the thing of the past. That's what we want to do now, is orchestrate the performance. That's what's important, is to orchestrate, not try to legislate or force.
Well, that's one of my favorite concepts to talk about with management, is the concept of the idea of building partnerships with your people and not dominating them. You know, getting away from the dominator model and moving toward the partnership model. And you know, that doesn't mean that you can't be the boss. It doesn't mean you can't be in charge, because somebody has to be. But it means that you think more of yourself as the steward of your employee's success rather than the boss. And we come back, and we'll talk to Arkie about some leadership characteristics that I've had on my mind lately. 20 tips. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Arkie Ciancuddy, the author of Built on Trust. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other stuff you can do there as well, lots of other stuff. Especially if you're a small business owner or want to be, or if you're an employee, you'll find some things I think that will help you in your assignments in a small business. And as I said earlier, and as you know, Arkie Ciancuddy is the author of Built on Trust, one of my favorite books, and has been now ever since I first laid eyes on it. It's a book that I recommend. It's not only a book I recommend to folks, it's a concept. It's a way of life. It's not a means to an end, folks. Building and maintaining your organization based on trust is not a means to an end. It's a way of life. Arkie, and I know that's what you've been talking about for a long time.
Well, that's right. I mean, what we've done there is we've written down something that's already working rather than try to produce a new theory. And it really is a way of life. It's natural. And the nice thing about it is it will be natural for your employees as well. It's just natural for people, two things. First, to be hesitant about earning and building trust because of our history. And second, to be willing to overcome that hesitancy with the right leadership. And again, if the leadership is visible, it's transparent. All businesses, it is a very, very fertile place to do that, then you can earn trust. We live in a time where it is still possible to earn each other's trust and to build a successful business on that basis, and that is built for the long run.
But it can't be done without leadership. And you were saying, you know, basically what you were saying earlier when I asked you if leadership was different this century than last century. You were talking about, you said that it was, and you identified why you thought that it was, but the truth is, the essence of true leadership, the definition of leadership, really hasn't changed in the history of mankind. It really hasn't, Arkie.
Well, effective leadership, that's correct. Effective leadership has always had wisdom, but ineffective leadership that has been prevalent years by has been based on fear. This I do not call leadership.
Right. No, I agree with you. That's not being a leader. That's being a driver. But here are some things that I wrote down. Five things I wrote down recently about what I think we know about leaders, and I want to get your thoughts on them.
Yes.
Number one, leaders are consistent in their behavior. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that's very true. In other words, you can't earn trust without that consistency. Leaders do two things. They tell, besides creating the vision and the direction and so forth, they do two things. They let people know what they're going to do or what is required of them to do. They let people know that, and they make promises that are credible. So that a true leader is consistent in that way, has two habits, closes every interaction, asks that every interaction is closed, and makes true commitments, never says yes when they mean maybe, would rather say, wait a minute, I don't know, I'll get back to you tomorrow and tell you. That's consistency, and that's critical for leadership.
It's amazing to me, Arkie, how much credibility you can get by saying, you know what, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yes.
Not. I'm sorry, I don't know the answer. Don't apologize. Maybe you're not supposed to know the answer. But it's amazing how much people will value the next time you tell them something that you know. They'll value that if previously you asked them something that they didn't know and they said, I don't know.
That's right. And if you take that to the next level and you don't make promises for the sake of expediency, you know, just to get past that moment, oh, sure, I'll do it. If you just don't do that or you don't say no automatically, you really consider, and as you say, if you don't have an answer, then give people a time when you will have an answer and maybe pass out some assignments to get that information that you need to get that answer or get that information, do that research yourself. That's very, very
important. And that's a great way to involve the team, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And then when the answers, when people have come up with the answers themselves, then there's a sort of a blessing that happens there, and you're way up, you're way past the minimum what you need for buy-in. So your buy-in is going to happen much, you know, when there's skin in the game, people are much more likely to buy into an answer that it wasn't theirs to begin with.
That's right. Here, yeah. And this feeds right perfectly into my second characteristic that we know about leaders. Leaders can be trusted to do what they say and deliver what they promise.
That's right.
You were just talking about that.
That's right. And I think there are two, when it comes to promises, there are two things not to do. First, we just talk. Don't say yes when you mean maybe. And second, no automatic no's. You know, really look into it and give a considered response to people so that you have that consistency. And people will begin. Remember, trust is two things. It's confidence, but it's also confidence based on a track record. You produce closure for people. You make credible promises that include time. Then they can accumulate that track record, and you can earn that trust. Leaders earn trust just like everybody else. It's even tougher because, you know, people have their opinions about leadership and authority and so forth. You've got to overcome that. So the good leader knows how to earn trust. That's very critical.
Absolutely. Another one, and we're going to, I'm just going to have time to mention it. I'm going to give Arkie a chance to think about this while we take a break. Leaders know that the success of others is important. And I'll tell you, Arkie, this is one of the, you know, one of my favorite things to say about the best way to be successful as a small business owner is to aggregate the success of others. Don't think about your success. Aggregate the success of those around you. That's the key, in my opinion, to ultimate outrageous success as a small business owner. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Arkie Ciancutti. Stay with us. We're back. Evan Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Arkie Ciancutti is our guest. Arkie, tell us how we can contact you and how we can find out more about your book and your program.
LearningCenter.net, and you can write me at Arkie, A-R-K-Y, at LearningCenter.net. There's lots of information on that website. There's 8 or 9 articles you can download and look at, and there's information about Built on Trust.
Yeah, they can find your book there. And folks, if you want to find Arkie's book in a bookstore or at Amazon or any of those, guys, his last name is, believe it or not, it spells just like it sounds, C-I-A-N-C-U-T-T-I, Ciancutti. I love that name, especially Arkie. I'd have you on the show just to say your name, Arkie, even if you weren't such a cool guy.
Well, thank you very much.
Leaders know that the success of others is important.
Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's critical. We have a new book coming out here a little later on this year. And it's about the vanishing pyramid. It's about leaders who do not recognize. And by the vanishing pyramid, we're talking about the pyramid on the back of a dollar bill, you know, where you have the eye up at the top.
The big eye, right.
Seeing leader who knows everything and so forth. Where real leadership knows how to get things done through other people. That is what is critical. The success of your employees is the success of your customers, is the success of your business. That is the most important thing. It's not just wisdom. It's bottom line, practical smarts. Mm-hmm. And so it's very, very important that you that leaders keep that in mind.
You've got to learn how to aggregate the success of others, ladies and gentlemen, because If you're a small business and you're larger than a one-person shop, if you've got any employees, any kind of an organization at all, the best way for you to achieve outrageous success, maximum opportunity to be outrageously successful, is not to think about your success, but to think about the success of others aggregated. And if you own the company, it accrues to you, doesn't it, Arky?
Yes, it does. And even your customers. You know, it's okay to even ask your customers, you know, what would be completely success for you? I mean, what's going to delight you here beyond your expectations? It's very important. If you don't ask that question, think through that question. And just for your customers, for your employees, for everyone around you, your success comes from that.
And if you ask me, okay, well, all right, Jim, I hear you. I believe you in Arky, but how do I do it? Well, here's the way. Think of yourself not as the boss, but as the steward of your employee's success.
Very, very good. Very good insight, Jim. Excellent.
Here's the next one. This is my favorite. Leaders are courageous.
Yes. Leaders are courageous enough not to fall back on the use of fear as some sort of a motivator for people, because what fear does is it generates this us versus them. Courageous doesn't mean you don't have fear. Courageous means when you have fear, you look at things and you move forward. That's what courage is to me, is not the absence of fear, but the ability to act, think straight, be transparent, and be trustworthy, even when fear is in the air.
Mm-hmm. And you know, bravery, I define bravery as when you do something really noble in the moment.
Yes.
And courage is when you do the same thing after you've had time to think about it.
That's a very good distinction.
You know,
and that leads to the consistency, which is one of your first points.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the last one. There are a lot of people out there, Arky, who want to be leaders, but they can't find anybody to follow them.
Yes.
And leaders are people who can find other people who will follow them.
That's right. And who are open to seeing those already around them who will follow them.
Right.
I think if you do the first four of your points, these people are going to show up because they're looking for you, but they're looking for the genuine article. They're not looking for that eye at the top of the pyramid, because you know what's underneath that eye? A bunch of dumb bricks. And people aren't dumb bricks and, you know, can't be treated like dumb
bricks. Especially in the 21st century. You're exactly right. And the thing is, in the 21st century, the best way to find a leader of an organization is to find long tenures in their employees.
That's right. That's in their employees. That's critical. Their employees. Because there's something there that's working for everybody.
Now, that didn't used to be true. In the 20th century, a lot of times people stayed because they couldn't go anywhere else. They had the benefits or whatever. But in the 21st century, every tick of the clock is going to make this, what we just said, more true.
Yes, that's right.
Arky, this is just always so much fun to have you here. I love hearing you talk about these things because I believe you are a visionary for the 21st century. You're a prophet and for the 21st century, and I appreciate you sharing your ideas for us.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you for those remarks. It's been my pleasure, as always.
Arky Ciancuddy, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Built on Trust. And you're going to launch your new book on this show, too, aren't you, Arky?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to do that later this year. Looking forward to that.
Very excited.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.